You have more control over what you do out here than you think. Hear me out, because I have something for you. Welcome to Not Your Sensei. Okay, let's go. Following up from the last episode, where I introduced some core certifications, I'll give you some information on how to study for the exams and their associated resources. Then, once you're done studying, we'll go over how to book your exams once you're ready. Let's begin. We're gathering speed and building momentum. And after making it this far, you understand that by having certifications, you'll be more appealing to hiring managers and companies, and you should be able to do the job. Just like in a school textbook, each certification has its own sections and modules, and you'll need to work through these systematically to gain the knowledge in order to pass the exam. Now, it's completely up to you how you study. Some people swear by textbooks, others by in-person live training. For instance, there are some in-person boot camps for a whole range of exams, in which you have a virtual classroom or, as I said, you're in-person, and you pay for the instructor to teach you and prepare you for the exam. The main benefit of this is that you have someone to answer your questions and hold your hand. However, these can cost in the range of hundreds to thousands of dollars. And in my case, when I was new to this and starting out, these classes cost more than a month's rent and my food budget, so it wasn't financially feasible. From the Instagram DMs I'm getting, I'm certain that more than a few people are in a similar situation, so allow me to introduce my favorite resources for those of us on a budget. So, for anything CompTIA, there's a good Samaritan called Professor Messer. He offers free video courses for a range of the CompTIA exams, and his material is essential if you're trying to pass the exam while being economical with your finances. The video courses on his site will cover you for the A+ and the Network Plus. I'll leave a link to his website in the episode notes. See, that was easy. Okay, so for the TCM certification, they offer all the learning materials which will allow you to gain the necessary knowledge to pass their exam. Additionally, they also offer free training for learning programming, Linux, security, as well as job market soft skills. So I highly recommend you check out their site and content. I'll leave a link to them in the episode notes. TCM is an all-in-one solution. So for the cost of $199, you get access to their platform as well as an exam voucher. But I'll talk about that in our next section. To avoid complicating things, I think you should stick to Professor Messer for the CompTIA work and TCM for the TCM exam. They should get you through. A quick plug with the TCM certification. The content is so robust that in my company, we assign it to our new hire junior engineers to help fortify their skills. Okay, moving on. So, you finish your studies, or you're so confident you don't think you need to study. Either way, let's book those exams. It's a straightforward process that can all be completed online. For CompTIA, you want to create a CompTIA account on their official website, which I will leave in the episode notes. From your account dashboard, find and click the Schedule Now or Schedule Your Exam section to begin. Then select the specific CompTIA certification you plan to take, and then choose whether it will be a local or an online. If it's local, it will mean you have to go to a Pearson VUE test center to take the exam. But don't worry, there are hundreds around the world. I recommend doing it at a test center because it limits the technical difficulties that may occur that will be out of your control. So I wouldn't want a loss of an internet connection to lead to me forfeiting my exam fee, for example. Now, some people, due to their location, have no choice but to take the exam online, which also is fine, but please ensure that your internet environment is stable. After picking your preferred date and time, confirm that your personal information matches your government ID to avoid issues on exam day, whether local or remote. Finally, you'll enter your payment details and complete your booking. Once confirmed, you'll receive a confirmation email with all your exam details. It's a great idea to review the testing policies beforehand, then show up or log in and smash the exam. One thing I do to kill my procrastination habit is I tend to schedule my exams in advance to coincide with the end of my studies. This helps keep your motivation high. because you know something is coming and you know that you should be studying. But in the off chance you're not ready, it's always free to reschedule the exam, as long as you do it up to 72 hours before the exam. Now, the TCM exam is a little special. Rather than pure questions, they give you VPN access to a virtual environment in which you will have 8 hours to solve the user problems in the shape of tickets that are assigned to you. Plus, you have to also document how you resolve the issues and create a professional report. Personally, I believe all tests should be this way because they're incredibly practical and they mimic the job. The total cost of the certification is $199, and this includes access to the learning materials as well as 2 exam attempts in case you fail the first. And additionally, you can book the exam directly from their learning portal. Personally, with the way TCM has structured their exam process and content, this is more than enough to give you the skills to work in an entry-level role in IT. However, our plan is not to stop at the entry level, but to keep moving upwards, so additional certifications are essential. Finally, I'm probably sounding like a broken record, but if you're looking to do this in Tokyo or anywhere in Japan, N2 level Japanese will ensure you get to the interview stage so you can demonstrate your skills. N3 could do it too, but I recommend the N2. I'm only harping on about this because 80% of the people that contact me on Instagram that are looking for jobs in Tokyo are lacking on the Japanese part. If they could only get this up to scratch, they would have no issues whatsoever. Okay, I lied. Not no issues whatsoever, but it would be a whole lot easier. And there we have it, the second part of the core certs. With these under your belt, you'll be a force to be reckoned with. So, how did I do? Did I manage to keep your attention in one sitting? Or did I lose you to cat videos near the beginning? For feedback, questions and topics, give me a follow and send me a DM on Instagram at notyoursenseipodcast. And that's it for today. Have a great one and I'll speak to you later. Peace.